So, this is Fish, Those Loves of Fishermen podcast.
Part two.
Numero two.
Dos. 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 Dos.
Good.
Good. Dos. Good. Dos. Dos. Numero dos.
Okay. Second one.
Number two.
What are we talking
number
two.
Song,
the last
one theme song. Speaking now, Luke Austin, bass, guitar. I ain't saying it again.
To my left,
guitar.
To the Hackett mobile,
isn't it? Oh,
to my forward.
Here we go, big bull bastard Lee Box. There we go.
And to my right in front, I'm pointing, I don't know why. Speak off! Probably will pick you up.
Aidan Price drums, apparently.
And we got three special guests. As
oh
well.
Yeah, let's introduce our special guests. They might not say much. They might.
No,
then again, they might. So, so we've got over there. One's disappeared.
We've got Captain Hackaroo.
We've got
over
Captain
Kyle.
Hackaroo.
Let's hack into Shinner's
introduce yourself,
the
sir. Introduce yourself to the mic.
Again.
Fuck you.
There goes the no swear.
They're lovely yeah. Chaps.
There we go.
We've got David Riddle.
Screw you guys.
The legendary.
And we've got, who else is here but has gone
from the
at the bar. His name's Bastard Cunt.
Bastard Cunt.
Bastard Cunt.
My mum's going to love this.
That's getting
thrown. There's a song coming out to this one.
Massive whore. She's got a massive cocksucking jaw.
That's the title. Massive cocksucking jaw.
Massive cocksucking jaw.
Something to do with the cocks as well. Yeah. God, I hate them.
It's all shit.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's alright for you, though. I have to sing these lyrics up front. He just stands there basing it. He's there guitar, he's probably laughing, and he's playing. And I'm there up front.
I'm just coming in piss.
I'm there going. With a big cock-sucking jaw.
I've never met the woman.
No.
You don't want to.
She's a sucky cock. I want to meet this woman.
Oh, here's the worst part. She'll look at you with the big wide eyes, all open, his big pouty lips saying. I blew to get my job. And then so she disappeared for a bit, and all of a sudden she comes back. You look at her and you go, I'm one of the key fundamental bass players, unsigned, unknown, in the Midlands. I'm fundamental, but I'm not very well known. In the Midlands. Blow me. She looks at me and she goes, yeah, walks up. Bitch!
What a bitch!
Actually, bitch!
I'm glad that pile on.
Yeah, I think you've already made
Kyle's just made like a 5-minute rant. You've got 3-5 minutes.
Right.
You know, you're just going to play Friday over that entire...
Right. That's wrong.
That painting is just looking at you. He's just like, what the fuck?
He's looking at me as if to say...
Jerome K. Jerome. King like, Carl,
he's looking at me as if to say, boy! Stop with that foul language.
You
cannot grow up bushy.
I'm going to take a picture of that.
You know what he's saying, didn't you? You poor bastard, I got sucked by...
With my exquisite moustache.
I'm gonna put that mustache. Picture on so people know what we're talking about.
Someone draw a moustache on that.
Look at these
control.
Guys here, they're just waiting for it.
No, that's not so bad.
Have you seen that? Rory McGraw, Dara O'Brien. Fucking
Dara O'Brien.
Three men in the boat, yeah?
I'm not Irish.
Fucking three men in the boat.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Right. Let's move on.
Mainly dominated by Kyle.
Yeah,
my
old suits
further far.
That's the extra.
Right, let's move on. We got.
Yeah.
I think you need to give us
second
our intro. Fishmen News.
Intro. Fishmen News.
Go on.
Fishmen News.
Bam. So.
Fishmen News.
We're going to record that and put it over again.
Fishmen News.
So, right, what have the fishmen been up to lately? Not a lot
since the Christmas.
Shag all.
Christmas, that's what we've been up to.
Christmas. It's been pretty good. Now, before that, though, there was a load we did since the last podcast, wasn't there?
Did you play a gig?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. We did Bull's Head.
And it went splendidly.
Good, so far as I say, that's the most fun I've had at the gig so far.
We're one of the best fucking people who presented it at the Noise
ever
we've ever met.
Was his name
Sid?
Yeah, he was mental.
He was mental.
Backwards.
Good mental. He was the mental I found away.
He was the craziest person you could ever imagine.
He gave us like 40 cans of Red Stripe.
Yeah.
Exactly, they're full fridge of Red Stripe.
So, yeah. So, you can sit down and
worry about it.
Join the podcast.
Join me if you feel like you want to.
So, we played Bo's Head. We played that with.
Hello. Oh. Did you hear that
my
one?
Turn.
That was
Kyle.
That was Mark getting slapped with a padlock. Oh.
This is Kyle getting slapped
this
with
is
a
good.
Padlock.
Oh, no. This is good podcasting, isn't it? Just the late slaps.
Don't let him do it, he's in practice.
No.
You are the best thing ever. Tomorrow, when you get bladdered, you wake up having a piss and you go, well,
I'm not going to get bladdered, though. I'm off the drink.
I've got six little circles.
No, not the other leg.
Five.
We should be videoing this.
Oh, the knee.
No, the same. Yeah. The same's enough.
Anyway, so yeah.
That's a name, Freud.
No.
What is that?
The internet?
Yeah, so since last podcast, we've done songs, we've done two new songs.
Yeah, so yeah, well, we might as well talk about that. So we did Bo's Head, yeah.
Yeah.
That was
amazing.
We played with the splendid 13 Shots and the people who I hadn't heard of until that from the very night, and now I've got to say I'm a massive fan of
Cherry.
What do you all think? We all know about 13 Shots. We all
Chuops and Cherry.
Fucking
on stage you think, oh, this is pretty good, and all of a sudden that woman, the scream that comes out of that, it's like,
yeah,
oh, Jesus,
she has really
voice, she has voice, I don't believe.
Hang on. No, you can do it.
During the process, Mark found his long lost brother.
Yeah, Mark, yeah, we found your long lost brother, didn't we?
Did you?
Pete
Rainey.
Yeah.
Is he not a long lost brother? Spitting
him,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is
bigger
than
I've got a cousin in America, he's got the same name as me.
So we're having an impromptu game of paddle slap at the moment.
No, it was really bad then. I felt my skin going to a circle.
Can I have a go?
I did say I was going to get this up by the weekend, bro. Would you have
a lot of editing.
So, we've got some stories about Bo's Head. We talk about the time when you kicked the door in and shouted into the bar.
Yeah, there was
some. Tell me thinking behind that, Mark.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah. I was a bit pissed off that there was no one coming out of the bar into the gig room to listen to us. So I kind of ran into the bar area with no microphone, shouted the lyric, and kind of scared every bastard in the bar.
We also made a grown bloke.
We made a grown man cry.
Yeah, we made a grown man cry with our hit song about death.
Yes.
Take credit for that.
Yeah.
Not really, I wrote like two lines.
But those two lines were pinnacle.
I'm not going to say that
too. I know.
And it's dedicated to who this next time?
Bob Holness.
Bob Holness.
And Pat Butcher.
Pat Butcher.
Oh, Pat.
Pat Butcher, yeah.
Ironically, quite often.
We'll leave that.
I wish you didn't hear that one.
Yeah. So,
I was scared.
So, yeah, have we got anything more to talk about the boys, I suppose? Oh, we previewed our new song there, didn't we?
Yeah, the Frank T-shirt of us.
Oh, yeah.
Next
well,
to the beat.
Yeah, we've got our
headline this
year. We actually, we technically headlined that gig. We changed the lineup right on the day. As soon as we got in, we got a call up from 13 Shots saying they wanted to do First due to illness, so we headlined that one. Not an amazing crowd, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we have pictures on our Facebook page.
Luke broke AIDS nose with the back of his head unknowingly.
I made the silly decision to push Mark.
No, he pushed me.
So we got our t-shirt new signed up in the Bo's Head right next to the beat, which I'm proud of, and also slightly weirded out by how a band like the beat is now next to us.
It's crazy.
So
I was feel honoured,
but yeah, that was a good gig. We all enjoyed that, didn't we?
Such a good venue. I mean, if you ever get a chance to go to the Bo's Head, do it.
Yeah, it's the Bo's Head in Kidderminster. Did you know the address by any chance?
Kidderminster?
No,
not off the top of my head, but yeah.
We're not going to go hurt anyone unintentionally.
We'll get the address in there.
So yeah, so I'd recommend that. Any other news? We talk about our new songs, I suppose, haven't we?
Sucker Punch.
Yeah, we haven't. Well, we might have a recorded version up, semi-recorded. It's a live recorded version.
Ruffers Badgers. The Ruffers Badgers recording. That's what we're calling it.
But
Punch the Ruffers Badgers.
Ruffers the Badgers. But we'll try and get that up sometime. We'll try and get that up to you.
Honey Badgers, man, they don't give a fuck.
Well, that's a good song.
Fuck you up.
Hey, Honey Badgers.
Fucking YouTube videos. Yeah.
Have you seen it? Kill the cobra.
Get it! Get it!
The cobra attacks it. It kills the cobra, dies, and then revives.
Oh, he's bit me. I'm dead. No, I'm not.
What type of cobra? Was it a Santino cobra?
I say we change the name. Those loathsome honey badgers.
Have you taken that off?
No, I'm just the soldier's
off. Okay. But so yeah, we're previewing our. We'll probably get those two songs up.
Oh, I think he's going.
That's on the podcast.
Oh, come on, it's gonna be a writer.
I think he's alright with you, sober.
Rasmus,
I think he's getting ripped off here. Yeah.
I let you into my home.
Oh, you know, like, you know, they call me the big bald bastard. He's the big bastard with hair. He's even more vicious than
feel
me.
Feel jealous of it.
Vicious than
go on,
Mitchie.
Go on, man. I'm losing it. He's
no,
going
not.
Outside.
No, he's not. I'm not going bald. Fuck you. I'm not going bald.
I went like that.
To be quite honest, I've got the best head of hair. I think everyone will agree.
I think you do. I think it's without
I'm like Hitler's love child.
I'm bald as a bastard, but I don't care.
You want to talk about Hitler's love child? I'm a moustache away.
You can grow a moustache. I can't. I have to shave.
You're capable of facial
just
hair and upset
just sweeping it that way.
But I like you.
Oh, yeah. You look like the fascist.
Look, just don't go to Modus.
That's our tag team, the fascist.
The fascist.
Kyle, just don't go to Modus. Don't look to Modus.
Yeah, no one's there.
Anyway.
It's not just done. We're talking about if you're a racist role, there's two.
Oh, shit.
Oh well, it's the weather spirits, what you expect?
Let's play the bloody German national anthem and just stop the old fucking
Anyway, yeah, so we were talking about our new songs and when we're going to get them on.
Dementia.
Yeah, let's talk
about
what
it's about.
That definitely needs a drum roll.
I've been back in the practice room and I've got more laughs than
that. I think you should talk about dementia.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, come on, you got to talk about your song.
Yeah, so dementia, it was just, I was watching a TV programme about dementia and there was this old bloke and he had the sweetest wife you could ever imagine.
Was she fit?
And she was
fucking hell.
What is wrong with you? And she's,
you got
she
the cougars.
He kept
you
forgetting.
Got the cougars. There's a hint of a movie. Will everything's going on there. She goes to the fridge, she gets this mini mince pie out. She puts on too much whipped cream that is needed for a mini mince pie. She licks it all off. She eats it. Then it cuts to black. I'm thinking, no, Jella, where's the boob?
That's the best
he's hard as a rock at this point.
I'm like this.
That's the best thing about Nigella. It's clear that Nigella swallows. It's fantastic.
Do you want to know a fucking story about the Warsaw Big Issue, man?
Go on. The podcast people said yes.
Get over it.
As a
Weatherspoon employee, I can tell you this.
Oh,
right now, the singy song man, Big Issue bloke in Warsaw, he comes in a couple of weeks ago, starts fucking hassling people for money. A bloke, in fact, no, it's the DJ from Wolf, DJ Defo from Wolf, yeah. He's sat at his booth and he's munching away on his pie. He's got his veg, he's got his gravy, he's got his chips on the go. Singy song, Big Issue bloke walks up, starts busking for change, and then goes with his dirty, crusty, greasy gloves on. Oh, have you finished with that food, mate? I'm well hungry. Takes a handful off the plate. Off the plate. Man was just like,
what did the DJ guy do?
He was just he was in shock. I had to go cook him another meal, so I felt sorry for him.
Wow, fair enough.
I felt genuinely bad. I gave him a free meal, didn't even bring through the till or nothing.
I know, yeah, I'd have got the shit. I don't care if he's on one.
He's not homeless, though. He's not homeless. He's got a fucking. He's got a 12-speed mountain bike, and he.
He's living his life.
Here's the rest of it. He's on crutches. He's got a 12-speed mountain bike, and he's got an iPhone 4S. Tell me how that man is poor.
That's not a word of a lie.
I like how he bases. How poor he is. He's got a 12-speed mountain bike. I've only got 6 feet.
He's just 6 months to go.
Right. No way. I even got a bike.
Exactly.
Meant to banned from our bargains. I'm on the radio all the time.
You're
banned from Armbargins? I work there. I wish I was banned from
Armbargins. Anyway, so anyway, yeah.
Back to dementia. Anyway, watching his programme with dementia. And this old woman, and this old bloke, he kept forgetting who his wife was.
Yeah.
And he kept having these moments where he walked in the kitchen, and he was like, who am you? You're in my head. And it was really sad, because the woman just kind of like, she just accepted it. See, that was what she was, she just accepted it. So she just kind of like, she loved him anyway. And it's kind of come from that, so... Luke has just punched Mitch. What?
He's banned from there, he stole it.
Have you a fan?
Let me get me on the face.
It's going to be my keeping people in order. So yeah,
can I have a piss first?
See, yeah, the song is about a bloke who loves his wife. He keeps forgetting.
I think, like I said, I really enjoy the song. It's it reminds me a bit of like old Nirvana. If I do say so myself.
What's that?
It's Green Day. Oh yeah, some of Duke. Yeah.
Where did the guitar riff come from?
The guitar riff come from it was a song that I did a while ago, and I did it was just an acoustic riff, but I didn't actually do the lyrics for the song.
Yeah.
I just did the acoustic riff, and then from there, I was kind of give it to Mitch, and then he pulled it up.
Fair enough.
I do like the lyrics.
The lyrics are really good. I enjoy. But how long we've got left?
Just keep
ages.
Going.
That's all right. So yeah, and our other song, of course,
Sucker Punch.
It's Sucker Punch.
Yeah.
With that, I think the music came before the lyrics, didn't it? Which just like playing it. Mitch put a riff. Basically, we do a lot of like Dropboxing riffs and stuff like that, and we come up with ideas that way. And then
trouble is with Dropboxes, someone will put a riff in, we'll all listen to it once, and then it'll be weeks, and then someone will be like, have you listened to that riff? I was like,
yeah.
I mean, Sucker Punch has been in progress for about 9 weeks.
Yeah. But it seemed to come together quite quickly when we got down to it.
When
though.
We said let's do Sucker Punch, it got together. In
yeah, Mitch played the riff, and I sort of like played along with some bass. Came with some bass and just modified that over time, and you played the drums to that and flat over.
No, I played the trombone.
Mitch kind of come up with like half the lyrics, then we decided to play it with half the lyrics, and I'm there like, oh fuck. So
was it Mitch who wrote that? I thought
no,
it was you.
Me.
Oh, was it you? Sorry. Luke cut me half the lyrics, and then we kind of waited to play it. Like,
But the lyrics I was writing, sort of about, I was thinking a time about people who have like stupid opinions, basically. opinions when someone says it, you just want to go shut the fuck up. So I wrote the first verse, and then I kind of lost inspiration, I suppose, but couldn't think of anything else, so I gave it to Mark, and Mark did the rest, and magic's magic, I suppose.
I mean, I did some of the lyrics. I don't know, I ain't written me yet, but I'm hoping you actually like
the lyrics. Have we talked about how I created a riff?
Yeah, we've talked about
it. Oh, you're fucking awesome.
Don't worry, we are giving you credit.
No, you know the bitches, Lou, because it ain't got a girl in it.
Hairy German girl.
She is the best sex I've ever had.
So, that's our two new songs. Is there anything upcoming? Oh, we've got a gig, and if I could get it up in time, we help you. No, I want to try and edit this. Oh, okay.
You got a week to do.
So yeah, I'm going to try and get it up. We have a gig.
Can you get me a Foster's son?
Am I going to carry four fucking points up here?
Get me up. Get me off. And get
me in off.
I'm gonna fill it up, AI. Steady
you
as you go.
You can't get half a point in there.
I'll drink it.
So harmonious in this band.
I'll have
anyway,
I'll have the
so well, so yeah, we've got a.
Anyone
we got
me?
Faster.
I'll come and help you all. Yeah. Luke's talking.
Yeah. Just give a shout. Yeah.
What are you having?
Tube walk. I'll call you.
Okay.
Carry on talking.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, we're losing Mark for this session, so
I'm
it's me and Abe. Abe, we got it. There
the
we go.
Original members.
Okay. The original, yeah.
Back to the original members of the band.
So, yeah, we've got two gigs lined up. One is next Thursday, which will be the 12th, is it?
The 12th.
And that's at the Flapper and Firkin in Birmingham. I have no idea what time we're on or what position. I'm going to talk to the guy about
that. We're not even sure if we're playing.
We are playing.
We are playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is where you should learn things, Aid. Read the email.
And we're playing with.
We're playing with.
Days.
I can't remember who we're playing with. I'll be honest.
I know Refine dropped out. I forgot the band's name.
Yeah. I'm a bit disappointed. Refine dropped out, but it's for reasons that were unexpected.
Enjoy playing with
them. But we'll try and sort another gig out with that.
My Haunting Revenge. We've played with before.
Four. Yeah. And. But yeah, I can't remember who. I'll have a look and I'll put it in any show notes or anything like that. But yes, we also have a gig. Do you know the date? The February one?
I think it's the 24th.
The 24th. I'll double check. And again, I'll put that in the notes. But yeah, we've got a gig in February with the fabulous Tracks and Cherry and 13 Shots again, which I'm really looking forward to. We're playing in Nottingham, so it might be a bit of a shit. It might be a bit of a bitch to get down to.
But it'll be worth it.
But it would be worth it if you can come. If not, oh well. We'll play to Nottingham people.
We get to play with two of that.
Two awesome bands in a gig venue that we haven't played before, so it's interesting. I'd like to get some from them too when they get back, but we'll ask them later. What can we really talk about now? Anything
Let's
else?
Do our best impressions of Mark and Mitch.
Okay. Who do you want to do?
I'll do Mitch.
You do Mitch, I'll go do Mark.
I want to shag everything.
Anything else?
No.
That was my cracking impression, I'm sure he'd be proud. I'll do Mark. I'll go get in the zone. Alright, lads. No. I can't do it. I don't know what to do. I'll delete
Let's
that
go,
part.
Bright.
No, we'll leave that.
We just tried to do impressions and it didn't work. My Mitch impression was fabulous.
It was pretty good, actually. But
very accurate.
If it's like Brett, it's going to be good.
Brett.
I took my missus in there. I took her in and listened
what?
To his accent.
Oh, did you take her in? Yeah. Did she meet Brett?
Yeah. No, he was just there, caught talking, and I was walking.
Did you hear him?
I think you realise when you meet that guy how good the
If you haven't seen it, if you haven't seen it, go on YouTube and type in Aidan Price, Warhammer King.
Yeah, have you ever been in the
Birmingham
Games
Workshop? The manager of the Birmingham Games Workshop, right, has I wouldn't say strange voice, he has a very
unique,
he's excitable.
Excitable voice, yeah.
He's like he'd have made a great town crier back in the day.
But yeah, basically, that's a pretty good summary.
Give him a bell.
And Aid's impression on Aidan Price, Warhammer King, I think is amazing. So if you ever get to listen to that and...
It's alright if you meet the guy. You
meet the guy and listen to that, you will burst out laughing. So anyway, now we've got.
Don't fiddle with him, you great big tit.
Now we've got the bros back. I'm going to refer to you as that.
Oh, thank you very much. I owe you some money.
What do you think about the upcoming gigs we've got?
Slashing.
Thanks for that.
I've never drunk in the Flap and Firkin. I've been past it enough times.
I've never been in there.
Never drunk in there.
So I'm quite excited to see that one. And also, like I said, I'm excited for Nottingham because I've never played in Nottingham. I've been to Nottingham.
Yes, you have.
I've played Nottingham.
Not to do an aid on the situation. When we played Nottingham,
February
the 24th, I believe.
24th of Feb.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wicked.
It's on a Friday.
We're rocking that.
I've played Nottingham.
Do you know the venue?
Yeah, pretty much.
Fucking.
We'll put it in the show notes. I think it's time for a song. What do you reckon?
Yeah, well, let's go for it.
I think we go for a song, and as we're all here, do you want to introduce one of your songs that have been recorded?
You want me to plug a song?
Plug a song. We're going to play one of your songs. So pick a song, Kyle. And
hold on, is that?
No, that's still on.
Plug a song.
Go on. What's the song that you've recorded, and what's off your EP? And give us a song that you like.
Which ones are off the EP?
Yeah.
God, I don't know.
What's your favourite song that you've ever played?
That's recorded that I can put on the podcast.
That's not a CKY cover.
Oh no, we haven't actually got the CKY cover recorded yet, which has actually pissed me off a bit. Go for two favourite songs.
Land on when you scream. All that too.
It's the acoustic track Being Too Long, but I'm not actually a fan of that recorded. But if you want to hear some Beastie Screams, go for Being Too Long. If not, if you want to hear some Bass Tech Wizardry, go for Truth Will Out.
True what was that, sorry?
Truth Will Out.
Truth Will Out, okay then. So we'll play that song now. This is Truth Will Out from Second Side Man.
Booyah!
This is not Being Too Long, this is actually Backburner by Second Side Maid, so here goes.
mind. Reckless child will just unwind. You hesitate. It's not too late. Nothing is faithless unless it fails to please. Making my back burn. Something is missing deep inside of you. When the tables turn, idolize the idle kind. Procrastination killing time. Hesitate. Now too late. Nothing is faithless unless it fails to please. It's making my back burn. Something is missing deep inside of you. When the tables turn, nothing is faithless unless it fails to please. It's making my back burn. Something is missing deep inside of you. When the tables turn,
Fortnite's now, so I think, Mitch, give us what's happened since the last broadcast we saw too.
Christmas generally.
How was Christmas anyway?
Christmas was sad. I was back to work 2 days after. New Year's Eve was fucking awesome. Watching Takeshi's Castle, Jerry Springer and Bozo being pissed. Brilliant. Brought us back to work a couple of days later, so that's it, working. Nothing
else, no Christmas. Played any games?
FIFA. WWE 12.
Nick, are you a FIFA?
Films, porn.
No, actually not.
Oh, he's turned a leaf. 2012. No more porn.
Zombie porn.
No.
Zombie porn. I'll come into that conversation a little bit late.
Zombie porn.
Better than a bit early.
Is. I really don't want to know why I know, but actually. It was in Bizarre ages ago.
The zombie porno.
The gay zombie porno. The gay zombie porno.
I've seen the zombie porno. I don't
have a clip of that now. No.
I've heard of the zombie porno though, but instead of them fucking normally, they've got that much prosthetics that basically what they do is bite and rip holes into them.
Oh, man.
Fuck the holes.
Oh.
Dear.
Genius.
You know, to get this on iTunes, it's just going to be Friday all across it. The length of Friday.
We're going to be sued by Rebecca Black. So, anybody? Fortnite. Anything else?
Not really.
Can I ask you guys an honest question?
Go on.
This is a dead serious question. Would you have sex with Rebecca Black?
If it took her prices out. Yeah.
Kyle, she's like 15.
She don't look it.
Give her another year. She's legal.
Not in America, my friend.
There's grass on the wicket.
Let's play cricket. I think I'll hit number six.
Listen, old enough to bleed, old bastards. Enough to butcher.
No, actually, I wouldn't. I couldn't.
And on that note, it was your fault.
Yeah, you should have had been. That's a singing voice, man. We're all gathered.
It'd be all right. I'll choose a book.
It'd be like a Japanese porno.
It'd be like The Exorcist.
Like a Japanese. I love Luke's impression of a Japanese porno.
That's staying in.
My last, what, 2 weeks?
Well, 2 weeks from Christmas, I suppose. Since the last podcast, what have you been up to?
Oh, Christmas, the mags, obviously. Sailor Jerry like a mofo. I've been learning Cinema 4D, which is a shit to learn. But it's actually quite rewarding when you get to it. It's a 3D modelling software.
Okay, it's like Power Tools.
Kind of, yeah. I'm working on my showreel, my video showreel. And like I put on Facebook today, it's got that many bass drops and that much kind of, that many graphics in. It's like a shuttle launch more than a showreel.
I saw it on Facebook, I haven't watched it.
But that's pretty much all I've been up to the last 2 weeks.
Watching any films or playing games or done anything like that?
I haven't watched a film, but I watched a compilation of Grindhouse trailers.
I've never seen Grindhouse. Really.
Grindhouse trailers volume 2. Mm. And there was one of them, and it was basically it was a woman with 32 double G's who killed people with her 32 double G's. She smothered them with her 32 double G's.
Not my ex.
Kyle's really interested.
Kyle's neck tilted forward as soon as he heard the words 32 double G's.
No, there was a black exploitation film, and the one lyric in there was, "You don't know you're dead till you've got a belly full of lead." And that was the slogan for the film.
What film was that? It was a black in there, wasn't it?
No, it was. I can't think of it. It was basically this black kung fu guy who shoots people.
Learning kung fu if you got a gun?
Who gives a shit unless, you know, who gives a shit with the slogan? You don't know you're dead till you've got a belly full of lead.
If it was
if you want the ultimate film, it will put you off watching films for life.
Is it Troll 2?
Spirit.
He knows it.
Shit. The Serbian film. Have you seen the uncut version with 11 minutes?
I saw it on Blu-ray the other day.
I read the synopsis on Wiki and was just watching
it.
Throw.
It's alright, so the last scene.
When he's fucking his son.
They're basically.
Whoa.
He's like 6
spoilers.
Year old son. He's 6 year old son.
Horrified by that statement.
What?
Yeah, there's two girls sat on there.
What?
Serbian. It's alright, he doesn't know it's his son.
Hey, tell me what happens on Emmerdale.
Oh, it's alright, he's only 6 years old. He's
fine.
That's fine. It's a film. It's just like there. A Serbian film. There's 11 minutes on the cut where, you know, like, you ain't ready, have you? But there's a bit where there's this girl dressed as a gothic Lolita and it cuts a bit, and then she's just dead on the floor with a big hole.
Gets hard and buff through his eye socket.
There is a bit where he's doing a girl.
Literally skull fucks him.
There is a bit where he's doing this girl doggy style and he cuts off her head and he's still going.
Yeah, because rigor mortis makes it
grow. It's a bit cheesy.
Yeah, I don't know who'd listen to our podcast, Steve. That's
that
face.
At that point, I think podcast just got them dry. Yeah. Well, no one's listening to it now then thinking, you dirty bastard.
What I don't get is
what this basically means. This basically means
I went to sat on a BBFC tour, and there was this woman saying, like, okay, she banned a Human Centipede 2, but they let a Serbian film go. Yeah, and I asked, why? Because Human Centipede 2 is shit. And Serbian film is mega graphic, and she's like, but a lot more people asked for a Serbian film.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Hey, what the people want, the people get.
Exactly.
Anything else you've been up to then? So
that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much your
making some dubstep.
There we go.
Oh, dubstep Santa. YouTube it. Genius.
Have you heard dubstep? What's it called?
Dubstep
Home
Nyan.
Alone. The Home Alone theme dubstep version.
No.
Dubstep Nyan Cat.
Dubstep Nyan
Cat. I've heard dubstep Nyan Cat.
No. Nyan Cat hit that.
Basically, just if you're bored on YouTube, just type in dubstep and think of a random stupid theme tune you've not heard in a while. You'll probably find one.
Plug yummy pizza.
Oh, yeah. Also, if you've never seen it on YouTube, go and type in yummy yummy pizza. You'll have a good
dubstep
time.
Dubstep YMCA. I want to see if
there's
something with that.
There we go. We'll find that out.
Girl stuck in a clothes horse.
What are you
doing
to the mic?
Don't care.
Who's spanking
pedal?
Because he's so
fucking sick, Kyle. Is that much of a presence?
I think Kyle has to be on every one of our podcasts, doesn't he?
Hang on.
You're going to be our guest.
You're a hero.
Does it grunt?
That's my song of the week. Is it the original?
That's the original. No.
I want to crush you.
Shut up. Dubstep Santa.
Nyan, 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 nyan.
Anyway, Aid, how has your fortnight been?
I was in a car crash.
Hey, go on, tell us about this story then.
I'll say a car crash. I was coming back from work.
So you weren't driving.
No, I can't drive.
If you were driving, fair enough, there's a car crash, I understand.
My friend was taking me from work and he tried to get into the other lane. And what happened was, he checked his mirror and it was just bad luck if this woman came behind him and he caught her. And she got out of the car. And I got out of the car and he got out of the car to assess the damage, as you would, any normal person would. And it's kind of wankers. I was like, I wasn't driving! In the fucking passenger seat.
In fairness, Aid, you are a wanker.
Oh, that's rough, that
I'm
is.
Done.
You know what?
You feel the love in the fish, man.
There's certain
no, I mean, in an endearing way.
There's certain things a lot of people say. One, never fuck with a female drummer. And two, never fuck with a drummer anyway.
He
took his jacket off today to show the guns. Where have you got them from over Christmas?
I know, yeah. Well, we know.
Subtle hint.
No, I only use more right
swapping hands. That's where he's come from.
Subtle hint to everyone out there. Never leave the drummer in control of the band's cash.
No, kids. If you want big guns, keep drumming. Don't masturbate. It's bad.
Masturbation leads to uneven muscles.
Because being like a Christian, I don't believe in it.
Like that kid who masturbated 42 times and died.
That's your story of the year. Mitch, tell us about your story of the year. I'll get to one more. That's more interesting.
This kid in Brazil has got a sex addiction. Right, his schoolmate dared him to wank and put a webcam. But about having a break.
You know what? The thing about his story, though, right? The one thing. I tell you a story and I'll do it afterwards.
Yeah. 42 times you need to break. I mean, that's twice every half hour. Fucking bushes don't come regularly this far.
Then the thing is, right, if that kid had stopped at 41, he had a life in front of him, a fruitful life of porn stardom. Yeah. But he had to go for that one extra one that carked him. You know, it was like, alright, I've done 41, I might as well do 42.
So what happened? He beats off 42 times a row and then just pulmonary embolism just pops in his brain.
To break. No,
how did he actually
he
die?
Died of fluid loss.
Yeah. Surely by the third one he'd run out.
His heart muscles.
I'm pretty sure when he started coming blood, that would have been a sign to stop. Seriously, once he reaches dust and blood starts coming out, I think my brain would have gone, enough's enough.
You know, I want to know. There is only one thing I want to know. What was his target? Because he's obviously gone past 20 times, and he's gone past 30 times.
What the hell did his mates
do? And he was like, you know what, I might as well do it.
What died the mates, Scoot? Hey, I dare you to.
Yeah, he died on webcam.
So all of his mates, look, this is the fucked up thing. His mates are watching this.
Someone's got to record
fucking Brazilian.
I would have loved to see the news report. You know, British broadcasts are like, the death is.
Who did
the cause of death is currently unknown. They
did he do this
on
chat roulette?
He talking about
Dougie. Don't talk about bloody chat roulette.
It's the first thing you're actually talking about.
Dougie, Call of Duty and masturbation.
Sure, yeah.
Actually, the worst thing about this story is that the police would have examined the body.
Just like drained. There's just like nothing.
It's like that scene in Scary Movie when it finally blows and just everything's gone.
Yeah, that's exactly what.
Everything sucks. Yeah.
16-year-old Miguel Cash.
I know. It's. I know. It's not nice to say. I know it's not nice to say at all, but thank God he died doing it to himself and not a woman. Imagine how fucking bad that would have been.
Yeah, but turned out to be sex addicts and a rapist and shit.
Oh, that Japanese guy.
Hey, here's a story. Have you ever watched
Talking of dying women.
Yeah, no, dying with a woman. Oh. It's even better. Have you ever watched A Thousand Ways to Die?
Oh, it's super.
There was one, a bloke basically had a problem getting it off, so he took Viagra and he was with his missus. No, let me get it straight. Right, he was with his missus. She wanted to have sex, so popped some Viagra in his cup without him knowing. He wanted to have sex, so popped some Viagra in his cup.
Double the strength.
But little did this woman know, his wife, he wanted to have sex with some other woman who also knew he had this problem, so it was also popped two more Viagra.
Viagra overdose.
Yeah, he had a Viagra overdose. It opened his veins so wide that he couldn't get air. So literally, halfway through, he collapsed and died on top of this woman.
Going into that, has anyone ever watched the film Happiness in the Katakuris?
No.
It's a Japanese film where they own a hotel and everything keeps going wrong. And there's a bit where this he's a sumo wrestler and his girlfriend's in a toilet, and they go and like they rent a room, and basically he dies and lands on top of her and kills her. But when they lift him up, he's underneath dead.
No, the best dick story and a thousand ways to die. Surely he's the guy who was.
I don't know.
He was a bit on the small side and he was a bit ashamed of him. So he got some rubber tubing and a big salami sausage, strapped it to his leg, went into a club, and the women are obviously amazed by his epic bulge.
It smells a bit like Morrison's chorizo.
He feels.
I think we should ask those girls if they see him epic bulge in the club. Are they amazed?
Go on.
Carry on. Sorry.
You don't. Yeah. Right. Yeah, listen. He straps his sausage to the leg. It's become clear that something's wrong. He's not feeling anything with his left leg. And he died.
Okay.
Lots of blood circulation. The police found him with a big salami
down his pants.
That was probably out of date. Strapped to his thigh.
You know what the best thing though? The first thing that probably went through the police is Ed's was the motherfucker smuggling salami into the club.
First of all, what would go through my head when I was the police examining the body? Why didn't the prick just sock it?
I know, yeah.
If you're not backing down there, sock it.
Yeah, but in all fairness,
don't use a fucking
salami.
From second side, mate. Follow him on Twitter. I'll give you some more tips later.
Because I can tell you who does sock it in the band.
Cock packing. Is it Tristan?
No.
Let's get a discussion.
I don't want to talk about Tristan's package because it worries me.
Hang on, I think there's only three of you.
There's New Guy Jack as well. I think New Guy Jack packs it.
Let's get a discussion going. I mean, you've got the sock packing. Bro, I think a salami would be
a good idea. Podcast.
Because you get down to your knee, a big old salami. Women would be much more easy than knee length cock than a bit of a bulge.
What I would have done, if that was
say
me.
Say that once on a radio show, you're never going to let that go, are you?
If that was me, if that was me and I had to pack it, I would have used the tourniquet because obviously long and stringy. Then I think that's going to look the rubber tubing.
That's going to fit out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but the rubber tubing was fairly thin, so it'd be like swings and roundabouts, really. You end
up definitely swinging.
Anyway, I think on that note, hey, finish for tonight. After the car crash.
That's a good song, actually. After the car crash.
This one was called as Wankers.
That was it.
You're calling me a wanker. I wasn't driving. I was merely a passenger. I'm climbing whiplash from the way I was driving. I'm not really. And then we drove out.
Sad Aiden's back.
Then my dog fell over and it was quite funny.
Is that your Fortnite? No, what else have you done then? But as you every Christmas been and you knew you was good, hopefully. Yeah, it was,
I was with you.
Yeah. So you had a well of a time, ladies and gentlemen.
Me being the traditionalist had lamb for my Christmas dinner.
I've
had Kindle, which I'm absolutely in love with.
I do love my Kindle.
I'm going with that. The Kindle's the best thing ever. I think that's a great way to end the
four. So, you played any games? Watch any films?
I'm all Battlefield 3.
Yeah. We haven't played it that much, have we?
It's hard to get
into. For fuck's sake, would you play a game on Battlefield?
No. We play it.
I'm pissed off of walking around on my own or with a random bunch of
Spanish people.
The
trouble is, I tried to get in a game on it.
Yeah.
It's fucking unbelievable.
We're your friends.
So easy.
It's your 4 years old.
Just find a server that's got no people and join it.
14.
Easy as.
Yeah, that's the trouble. There's never a server with no people.
Yeah, another thing to add. The Rasputin.
We're good. Talk about that.
Me, Chex, and Luke. One, two, without Luke.
Who took a pack of Scotland's with food?
And last, about six. We're on four. We're doing well. Steal the cider and give it there. So that is the end of my Fortnite.
Seriously. Yeah. So if you want to join Rasputin, the football team, do you want to join them? Fair enough. They're going to be the team. My Fortnite. Well, Christmas and New Year was alright. It's a bit quiet, I suppose. I think next year I want to get to a club. I think I like the house party idea, but Cat told me she only paid £20 back in Birmingham.
Jesus.
Between them all.
Whoa! Hang on.
Was that the conversation
of not? Happy fucking birthday.
There we go. Let's hope it's your last.
You know what? I know this is really evil, but we was me and my mate went to see. We went to see. Oh Jesus Christ! It was the man Architects at Birmingham. Yeah, that's one thing I could say. Remember, went to the Architects and Tech One. The Architects were right live.
Tech One, shit on the
album. Tech One live was fucking brutal. Yeah, no, we went to the Architects a couple of weeks ago. Tech One, we're like,
that was my reaction.
What made me laugh was, right? What made me laugh? Tech One, we're basically. No!
We got full on finger action here.
I'm getting fingered by Kyle. So basically, this band called Heights come on first.
Heights are fucking awesome.
They were brutal, they were amazing. Yeah, so like, they come on. The entire room was full of 15-year-olds, and me and my mate was like, shit, we're the only ones here. But my mate was there, right? Turned around, and there's this guy behind us, and he was about 60, and we looked at him, he went, don't worry, I'm only here for my daughters. And I was like, oh, fuck. So me and my mate was obviously the oldest ones there. Me and Matty Thicker,
Matty Thicker. Was that the guy who came?
Yeah, he was a skindred, yeah. So we're in there. Tech One come on, like, the lights went down. These lasers just went across the crowd, and everyone's like, whoa, what's going on here? This dubstep beat dropped in. Everyone started fucking, everyone in the entire room were mental. It was amazing. Death of Anna were a pile of shit. Architects were amazing. They were really, really good. Really, really good.
Your demise.
We're going soon. I'm going to see like in 3 months, March. I'm playing Birmingham. Playing Academy.
You're fucking shitting me.
I don't like screamo bands.
They're not screamo.
Your demise are screamo. They're punk, hardcore point three. Your demise are. I've been doing like fucking what, 20 years, 30 years.
Have you heard Your Demise, Little Dubstep? So good.
Yeah. What do you call Sullivan? La Dispute?
Yeah, pretty good.
What dispute?
La Dispute.
I've never heard him.
So anyway,
check him out.
Yeah.
When's the Architect? What was going with this then?
What
did I start off with this? Just go to the Architect. Tech One. Tech One were brutal.
Tech One are brutal.
Absolutely brutal.
But if you want to mellow it down a bit and actually get yourselves onto a very insanely good band, which have been listening to them non-stop lately, I just can't get enough of them. Lead singer's a guy called Jason Lancaster. He used to be the second guitarist in Mayday Parade. If you remember Mayday Parade, Jason Lancaster, fat guy, he always wore the choker, the black fringe. He left Mayday Parade, shed all his weight, got a decent haircut, learned how to write good songs. He's just come out with a band called Go Radio. Seriously, fucking check them out. Fucking insane.
I've not listened.
Yes, we're going to off.
Well, why are you, cockhead? Ow! So, anyway, an entire hall full of metalheads and proper hardcore kids. Like, literally.
Fucking dropping.
Yeah, all these white shirts, right, and all these, like, really shit tattoos of fucking, like, Gaelic tattoos. Tech One come on and went absolutely mental. The entire room was just fighting each other. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely.
Fair enough. I was just set one today. Yeah,
new song.
Broken String.
New song, yeah.
New song.
You say you're waiting for me.
New song, anyway. Some punk-tastic.
Fair enough.
I'll be ready to go with you.
Well, someone's finishing, anyway. You finished your What's Your Name, me?
Yeah, Jim. Yeah.
I can't remember what I said
now. Ellen's been gone. Just carry on queuing. We are, at the moment, we are at. Shall we do it?
How much battery on
If you can count timing measures, we are 1,561 measures in.
Okay.
Which works out to 52 minutes.
Okay, fair enough.
That's sweet.
I think this is going to be a long one, but hey, we haven't done one for a while, so. Oh well. Yeah, Mike Fortnite. What was he talking about first?
That I have no idea.
No,
I'm drunk.
Christmas was alright. We got drunk, Mitch. So yeah, Christmas New Year was
drunk.
The only advantage to drunk Mitch is he can't get it up, so his libido is completely wrong.
That means we get to sit next to him in the taxi with 18 whacking off.
Not going to do anyway.
You off to the trough?
Yeah.
Would you like to say trough to our viewers?
Yeah, I think that...
To your viewers?
The viewers.
Yeah, we've got viewers.
We have someone watching the waves.
You might say fuck up either. Yeah, you've got viewers and I look at the microphone like it's camera. Hello! waving.
There's no waving at the camera. You can't see.
You wait. Wait, which one's Dagon something? You're getting fucked on Twitter later.
You know what I really want to do? I really want to do this. I want to take a photo of his face, South Park it, and then our entire podcast have him going.
Do it.
Like a Canadian.
Do it. I fucking love that.
I just went through a fucking nose.
Would you be the face of your podcast?
I love that.
What are you going to do? You're going to do all of those and just splice it all together. So every now and again, the face just changes.
Kill him. He's burning.
Saw.
I'm the Danzig of the band. I'm off stuff.
Anyway.
I'm like Miranda, but a bit funnier.
And skinnier.
Less manly, I suppose. She's not funny. I do not care what anybody says.
Who's that?
Miranda.
Oh, she's
that woman who just falls out of
the fat bird.
Miranda Room.
The fat bird.
The fat one.
Is that one with the weird face?
Yeah. Horse-like face.
It's like her face is like too small for a head.
It's like a pyramid. But no, I love the fact they get all these handsome men in a show and she's always trying to shag them and they always want to. Obviously, they're just getting paid a bucket load of money to do it.
In all fairness, I'd shag them.
To put a pyramid shape.
No, simply because I could go to the sun and get $3,000 for saying loud.
I shagged an
horse.
No, I lied.
To be honest,
punched an ass in the throat.
No, because that'd get you bad publicity. That'd
I punched an ass in
well,
the throat.
Well, you're shagging random, so it's the same thing.
No, really, I don't want to shag her. But I would if you meant $3,000 in the back pocket, if you know what I mean.
You know what? You know what?
We went way off topic.
You know what? You know what? I haven't seen anything yet, but it's going to happen. The sun coming out with somebody shag Pippa Middleton. Yeah. It's going to be there soon. Mitch put his hand up.
I wish.
Right.
Shall we do our songs of the week?
We might as well.
Are we going to schedule?
We're way
sorry.
Behind schedule.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. Let's get on.
I suppose, yeah, so I'll try and make my fucking report that quick. Yeah, Christmas New Year was good, a bit calm and slow to watch it, but yeah, I want to go clubbing next year because Birmingham is apparently really cheap, cheaper than I expected.
Actually,
yes, it is.
I'll go to Barbican next year.
Barbican?
Barbican.
You're dogging?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake, man. Mitch
the dogger.
But yeah, I think I'm
going to
go clubbing next year.
So, up
to you lot.
Oh, I'll go.
Or clubbing.
Both if possible.
I got it is Birmingham, so you could get away with both, yeah. I suppose.
Do both.
The Crosses are a bit higher class in
Birmingham. They've got teeth in Birmingham.
Is that a plus or a bonus?
No,
yeah.
I'm not joking.
Not chomping.
I was in the car with my uncle, and we were driving through Warsaw to get a sports car wreck. You know the big church at the top of Saw where the market used to be?
Yeah.
We parked sort of around the back of there, walked down that street, full of prostitutes.
Yeah, I know it is. That's the prostitute's lair.
Oh, God, it was absolutely horrible. I mean, not like what these women were going through, I mean the fact that they were fucking
hideous. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Warsaw prostitutes. You're there you go, there's the advertisement right there.
Come to Warsaw, stay for the prostitutes. Right then, Luke,
So that was alright. For Christmas, yeah, I had a Kindle as well, so I've been reading a lot more.
Bastards.
So that's been pretty good. I've been reading loads about mythology, which is amazing.
I put a book the other day, actually, on Kama Sutra.
Have you used it yet?
Well, you bought a book on flirting.
No, it was free.
My book on Kama Sutra was free. I said I bought it.
What did you buy it then?
I don't know.
Anyway, so yeah, what else are we doing? Playing games. We've been playing a few, actually. I've got a shitload of cheap ones from my PS3. We've been playing on Killzones. Killzone 2, good. Killzone 3, better.
Killzone
Resistance
4,
1 is a weird game.
It's
shit. It is. Aid thinks it's shit. I don't think it's shit, but you can tell it was a launch title. It's...
I'm not calling it shit, I was just saying it's different.
It's
I played it.
It's right. Really weird, there's no...
In the history of gaming, there's only ever been like two or three good launch titles. Halo being one of them.
Yeah. The WWF SmackDown.
Alex the Kid was a launch game for the Master System.
Yeah.
Amazing. What about Raider 1?
Pretty good. But was that a launch game though?
Yeah, it was.
Crash Bandicoot as well.
There's been quite a few, I suppose.
I mean, she had square tips.
Yeah, but come on,
it's PlayStation 1. Give it a break. Polygons.
anybody who's a Tomb Raider fan will remember the first medikit you have to get. You have to jump onto the slanty thing, backflip, and land on the thing. Everyone remembers that. Everyone.
See, I'm not much of a Tomb Raider fan.
And,
so.
And look at the button for it, isn't Tomb Raider 3?
Hang on.
That's all I used to do on Tomb Raider 3. Edit these
songs.
Who the fuck come up with that sound bite for the butler?
Do you know what? I'm going to find that. Yeah. That's going to be our beef. The butler.
Who caught me that same mic for a butler?
I know.
Jesus.
Bit more now,
McAndrew. It's like a weird orgasm. anyway.
The thing is that by saying that butler, he's way past retirement.
Yeah.
Well, he would be if he's locked in a fucking freezer.
I feel sorry for him because just Laura took the piss out of him, basically. He cleaned up after her while she was on expeditions.
Yeah, but you
all the
know
time.
Why he was there. You have to admire Laura Croft.
That's why he speaks like that.
He got to slip into their sneakers.
That's why.
He's been here all. He's been in a Arctic wetsuit.
Fucking hell.
How does he go, though?
This is a
right. How does the butler go?
Now, I love that. You know what makes me laugh? The first podcast we did was so kind of candy floss, but this one we couldn't give a shit because we know there's only three people listening to the last one.
So we're going to have no listeners. Actually, I'm surprised I kept the stats. We got 30 odd downloads.
Bang on.
That's
mostly Luke and
streamers.
That's mostly us.
I don't know.
How many viewers?
Yeah, but they probably got about 3 minutes in and thought, what the fuck is this shit?
Fuck it.
I bothered. We'll check the next one.
Yeah.
I've been playing those. Films, I've not been watching any films, but...
On that note, I'm going for a piss.
Okay. I'm joining you.
Oh, yes.
On that. I would like you here to...
The thing is, I would like a piss, but I don't want to leave.
Just
Luke
a question.
Go on, do this one.
What's it?
Do it.
I haven't watched any films, but I watched three programmes the other day. It was a mini-series. Have you watched Black Mirror?
Yeah.
I ain't watched none of them.
Did you watch them? What did you think of it?
Fucking awesome.
I think all three of those are probably the best thing I've seen on TV this year. Well, English TV.
Crossy Fall Boy, Sherlock.
I haven't watched
Sherlock.
That was
a good TV series on 4OD at the moment, and I watched it when I was about 14, 15. It's called Shockers. 4OD, Shockers. And it's like a series of horror films. They're all done like Big Brother style.
Yeah.
And there's one of them, it's called Cyclops. And it's basically a prisoner gets released, but he gets a camera fitted in his eye so they can monitor him.
Yeah.
It's amazing film. Proper groundbreaking.
I'll have to check that out.
Shockers.
With Black Mirror, if you haven't watched it, it's three different episodes. You can carry on if you want to. Sorry. It's basically three different episodes. You haven't watched it yet, have you? No, I think you should. It's three different episodes, they've all got about different things. The first one's about the Prime Minister doing things. The best thing to do is watch it for yourself. They're written by Charlie Brooker.
Are they on 4OD?
Yeah, they're all on 4OD.
They on
4? They're about 40, 45 minutes each.
So no, it's how many days do they have left?
I think it was 2 months last time I checked. 60 days.
It's all about when I get them to actually.
Yeah, it's still on now. I checked yesterday and they're all still on. But yeah, they're three episodes, they're all about different topics and they're all sort of looking at the way we treat modern life now, I suppose.
That's pretty cool.
They're really good. Honestly, they're the best thing I've seen on British telly this year. And it's strange because they couldn't do December.
There's not been a lot to do with it.
Not really.
I love David Jason.
I didn't even watch that. But I think on that note, that wraps up our Fishman Fortnite.
Yeah.
We've got another song. I think we should play a bit of Trioxin Cherry. What do you reckon?
We'll talk about it a bit first. I mean.
Yeah. Trioxin Cherry we played with them, and we're going to play with them again soon.
We did not know what to make of when we saw them on the bill, because we'd never heard any of their tracks, did we?
We've been assured by like 13 shots that they were good, but we never actually heard them or played with them, so we weren't sure what they were like, but I think they blew us away.
We got there, and we were talking to them before they went on.
They are
such nice people, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, we got on, and then the music was just phenomenal.
I'm pissed off for, one, ourselves, two... What 30 shots and drugs in Jerry, because no fucker was in there.
It was a real shame. It was an amazing gig, but there was just like no support from anyone apart from the guy who put it on, who was really like he was really supportive. He was supportive and loved it. And, I think he enjoyed it. But there weren't many people. We'll play one of their songs now. I haven't decided which proper in the show notes, because they sent me a few of.
Yeah. What's send that? Me a few songs of a down email. We're going to play Charlie X and Cherry now.
Do you want a brew?
We'll do.
A brew?
Oh, a beer.
I don't know, money.
I'll get you one.
Music and other news.
Foster's.
What can we talk about with music and other news?
What are we listening to?
Are we talking about us or in the
music? Well, they're a bit...
Toroxy Cherry. I've got a possible Japan tour coming up.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Serious?
Serious?
Amazing.
Fucking hell. Well done.
They're bringing big Japanese bird back.
Do they need support?
Do they need support? Because you're all the Japan.
The thing is, I can imagine the Japanese people taking to them.
Yeah. You know what? No, okay.
I think the Japanese people take to us well, because of the fish.
Yeah. Sushi! No, you know what? I was looking at this. if we go to Japan, that would be immense. Yeah. That would be immense.
In all fairness, if somebody can't come on to us, and I'm not saying they will, but if they came to us and go, we'll be in.
Sorry, this text made me really laugh.
Say yes, but shag me.
Was that the inside of a lily?
No, I just say. Just say.
What's that?
Just say.
Who's that from?
Don't read the name. Fucking hell, you're a knob jockey.
Just say. Right, say. No, but make it look like a big faggot secret. I'm saying the word faggot. I don't use faggot, but there you go.
Faggot's a good word.
I never use it.
It sums everyone up.
It's a tasty meaty treat.
Anyway.
Mr. Brains.
Anyway, on that note, music news. We got any new music news? I think we should start off. I'll talk about Prodigy when Mark's get back, because I think he'll have a lot to say about that. But as we've just read, just Evan Jones is leaving Killswitch Engage. We're not really overly bothered by it, but I think it's something that a lot of people.
I think we're all into Killswitch at one point.
Yeah, I didn't mind them before, but they sort of grow stale on me. They sort of like started playing the same kind of stuff, I suppose. And they got bored.
But you got to admit,
he's a great singer, and I don't know what.
He's cracking.
I don't know what they'll do with it.
I think Adam D's an absolute prick.
Yeah.
To be quite honest.
Was he the original singer?
He's the guitarist.
He's the one
who has the guitar at Rudy Boy.
Yeah, I don't like him.
If it's Pinky's, Buddy Holly.
Cut that bit out.
Cheers. So you can cut that shit out.
What, all the
bloody
clicking of jam?
Nah, the bloody Olivia.
Okay, what else? What else? New news we got? Music news. There's not really a lot came out, to be honest. Oh, local music, I suppose. Your friend Alex Simmons. Is it?
Yeah, they're looking for a bass player.
They're looking for a bass player.
Yeah. What's the name?
Shark Teeth Bare Teeth. I think the band.
Yeah, Shark Teeth Bare Teeth.
They're
not Loud Dispute. I'm pretty cool. So if you play bass, about that shit.
Yeah, they're after a new bass player. They're sort of like an alternative, like rock band, I'd say, wouldn't
they? Not Loud Dispute, who like spoke a word, experimental pop style bullshit. Fucking
that
good.
Was a lot of genres right there.
Nah, they're fucking good. They're fucking good.
So yeah. They're after a bass player. They're really cool guys. I've seen some of the stuff. It seems quite good so far. So if you're a bass player looking for a new band, or
was Luke leaving us?
they talked to me about it, but I'm not interested. Not that I'm like, I don't like him. He's too committed.
Who's that?
Shark Steve Bear Team.
Well, bandmates.
Yeah. So they're looking for a new bass player. Yeah, any music news? I was waiting for you to get back to talk about Prodigy. They were on Radio 1 today talking about some of their new album. They're recording, and they confirmed that it's not going to be a dubstep album. But what have you got to say about that?
They've confirmed, but
yeah. Oh, there's a bit of chinking there. We're moving around at 8.
Sorry, guys.
I need the toilet.
The main vein.
How much battery's left?
I need the toilet.
We've got loads of battery left. Well, enough. That'll last.
We've got
as long as the screen's turned off. 57
minutes.
That'll be alright. I think we'll wrap it up before then. I think mainly it was just distracting, not really. It was good at times and then other times. The Prodigy.
I'm really looking forward to their new album. I mean, I've been a massive Prodigy fan since when I can remember, thanks to my sister. You know, Who's that?
Japanese bird.
Oh, dirty Asian hooah.
I saw.
Anyway.
I'm looking forward to the Prodigy album, to be fair. I mean, you know,
The last one was really good.
The thing is with the Prodigy is they'll release a really good album and everyone will kind of go, yeah, it's alright. Then they'll release an album that doesn't sound like them, it's kind of new, and everyone will go mental. Like when they released Always Outnumbered, Never Outgunned, a lot of people shun the album and just says, you know, it wasn't the step up from kind of Fat of the Land that everyone hoped for. But I loved Always Outnumbered, Never Outgunned. It was Liam Howlett, it's kind of step in another direction, you know what I mean?
That's what I mean. He went really experimental
and then went back. But I mean, Me and my mate, Matt, we always say the Prodigy are one of the original punk bands, and a lot of people are they'll say no, they ain't a punk band, but they are a punk.
I don't think you can really generalise.
No,
punk,
they have, you know,
if that's a word.
The Prodigy have got punk sensibilities to it, and
yeah, I think their attitudes are definitely.
Oh yeah, it's got to be. So, but I mean,
you don't have to.
They have gone through everything from the rave scene to like the electro scene to the punk scene, you know. But regardless of whether it's going to be a dubstep album or not, whatever the Prodigy do, we'll be the Prodigy.
Yeah.
And you know, I will say, I've never seen a live band that has got the same power and the same force as the Prodigy.
Yeah.
Never. And all the bands I've ever seen, you know, nothing ever compares to. 2003 was my best Prodigy gig. Right. Compared to 2009 when they played the Rainbow Warehouse in Birmingham.
Yeah.
It was like 600 people. Immense night. But I mean, I've never seen a band since that's captured that force and that energy of the band.
When I heard of the Prodigy live, I really want to go. I mean, a friend of mine was telling me he went to see the Prodigy live, and the guy set himself on fire.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them three times live now. Three times live. First time I ever saw him was in 2003 at the Academy in Birmingham, and it was amazing. It was an amazing, amazing gig. Second time I saw him was at the Rainbow Warehouse, and then we saw him again at the Academy. It was one of the last gigs I saw at the old Academy in Dale End, and we stood on the balcony because we couldn't get downstairs. There was that many people on the floor, we couldn't actually get on the floor, so we got on the balcony upstairs, and I managed to watch the entire gig from like up above, and it was amazing. It was just like, it's an experience. It wasn't a gig, you know, when you go to a gig and the next day you kind of say, yeah, that was alright. It was an experience more than anything.
It's an absolute experience.
But but I am looking forward to the new album. Whatever, I wouldn't say that. I don't think they'll ever make a pure dubstep album. But I suppose if one song's got dubstep elements, it wouldn't bother me.
Really.
As long as it keeps with the vintage Prodigy style. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I have 100% faith in Liam Howlett, wherever he does. I mean, what makes me laugh is he employs like Jim Davis was the guitarist up until, you know, till Invaders Must Die. And it's like he always says that, unfortunately, you know, they'll have band members, but the bollocks will be in the computers. And he's always said that, even though there's band members on stage. Like, they've got, is it Rob Holliday's now, who's the guitarist? And he might play a few riffs, but the bollocks and behind the computers. Yeah. It's always has been. One thing I will say, if Liam Howlett actually listens to this, for fuck's sake, would you release the footage from the Birmingham Rainbow Warehouse Academy, not just the poxy 2-minute fucking promo video, and there's a fucking mixtape from Electronic Punks. Would you put that out there as well? Because it's amazing. And there's like a second of fucking pure Prodigy brilliance.
We'll send this
and that's
to
it.
You.
And that's it. Yeah.
We'll send that.
So, Mr. Howlett. Oh, and also, I've got one of your limited edition books that you re-released afterwards, but it was the first edition. Can you sign it?
There we go.
Fanboy moment right there.
I am a sexual predator for the Prodigy. Sexual predator.
This blew me away. I didn't know where to take this news. I read it today. Jack White is collaborating with Tom Jones.
That's gonna be fucking awesome.
I cannot wait for that. I don't know how it's gonna sound.
It's not unusual.
That's gonna be Boston, that is.
Yeah, but it's not unusual. Just get that. That's probably there. We go. That's the joke of the podcast.
You know, when I was a college kind of art school person. There was a band at the time called Mad Capture Markets. A lot of people have probably heard of them, a lot of people probably haven't heard of them.
Yeah.
Their guitarist, Toru XXX, he had a silver guitar with a ganja leaf, just one sticker as a ganja leaf. And I've looked for that ganja leaf forever because I've got a pure silver guitar and I've never found a ganja leaf sticker exactly.
So
right.
If you've got a ganja leaf sticker,
send it in.
And we'll have it off you. Any more music news? I can't think of anything else, really. This is a song from Refine. I can't remember the title of it, but it's their newest song, and I'll put that in there. I've got to ask Chris for that. I'll find that. And this is their newest song. This is Hot Off the Presses. This is Refine.
It's just an absence of fear. Sense of your anger is drawing me here. Only the reason is leaving me scared. Lies that surround you are tattoo and tear. Fighting your anger to haunt your deceit. Wiggling on you with lies underneath. Light at the end of the tunnel just blinds. Wait for forgiveness. Wait for a sign. Dragging me inside, hiding in the shadows, it's the other side of life. I can stop you breathing like I can change the tides. Drowning in the shadows, it's a perfect way to die. It only acts as a cure, making me different, keeping me pure. Malice and vengeance is under my skin. Scars are reminders of where we'll begin.
No, I don't know nothing to lose. Every step I turn, I stand a fucking dark below. Every step's another mile across the line. Every breath, another breath, new divine.
I'm coming.
can't, that's fine. While you waste your life, something out of mind. I know you'll drop dead now.
Songs of the Week, and I suppose your album of 2011.
Oh, yeah, you called it that.
You prick. I can.
I got round left. We'll stop with Mitch. Your Song of the Week.
What Song
of
the Week?
2011.
You're going to wait me for this. It's,
I'll do your album first, and then do your song.
My album.
Produce your song.
The album's going to be. Oh, fucking hell. Alright then. It's going to be Laura Stevenson and the Cantons, Sit Resit. I fucking love that band. I'm going to love that bird.
Song of the Week.
A song new is going to be, well, I think it's The Last Lost Continent by La Dispute, but I do apologise, it's 12 minutes long.
It's okay.
Ooh, stay away to
so, so this is do it again.
It's The Last Lost Continent by La Dispute, and we're also playing The Asylum 27th of January. Come motherfuckers.
It's not an album, but it's kind of like a little EP, and I don't think it was released in 2011, but it's a dude called Made, and he's a dubstep artist as well. He's on my Facebook. If you search for Mitchell Made, I can't think of his last name. I apologise.
It's not me.
But it's Mitchell Made something, but he made a Boston EP of dubstep, so amazing EP. And it's something that I got, like, and it's just fucking immense, man. It's immense. Also, Song of the Week. I'm going to chuck a bit of hardcore into the mix. Oh, Every Time I Die, We Are Wolf.
Oh,
I didn't want to do some of their stuff the other day, actually. Yeah.
Can't wait a bit of Every Time. Keith Buckley, I swear to God, Every Time I Die are one of the bands of 2011. And they are never, you know, one of the bands of 2011. And, you know, they've been around for so long, but they've never actually made anything good. You know, they've made some good, but they've never actually made it good. They haven't made it massive, but they should. They definitely should. But yeah, Every Time I Die, We Are Wolf.
You know,
Okay. Aid, your album of 2011, the song of the year?
Probably already. Yes.
Go on, what's your album of 2011?
Only for Apparitional.
By Blitzkid.
Yeah, my favourite band. I was looking forward to that album for a while.
Yeah.
It's absolutely superb. TB, I don't think, recorded on this album, so it ghouls be deep on vocals, and there's some really great tracks. Yeah, that's it. And my track of the week, I'm torn between two. I'm going to go for Cancer Slug. I think the song's called I Am Destruction. I listened to it the other day. It's a great track. And Cancer Slug are one of my favourite bands. The lead singer, Alex Story, he's a absolute fucking maniac. So
fair enough.
So go for that and check Cancer Slug out. They're a great band.
The newest album by the Aquabats, 2011, and while I do like the album, it wasn't my favourite. There were songs was accused of being a bit childish, which I can kind of agree with, but it is fun. It's a fun album. There's some good songs. Popping a Wheelie is fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's fucking good song.
But yeah, I do like it, but it's not my favourite. My favourite is and I was blown away by it because the last album was okay but didn't bother me, but it is the Foo Fighters' newest album.
Yeah,
it's a great album.
It is. I suppose it's a bit of a mainstream pick, but
But then again,
it's good, it doesn't matter.
The Foo Fighters never made a better album.
No, I said when it came out, they've made an album with more energy than a band of 20-year-olds could.
Do you know why? It's because it's
40 odd.
It's because it's recorded by analog, not fucking digital.
It's such an amazing album.
Dave Grohl's garage.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they played a tour of garages as well.
Yeah.
You know what? I know this is. I'll probably offend a lot of people, but Kurt Cobain dying and Dave Grohl going solo is probably the best thing that ever happened.
That's happened to music.
To be honest, I think Kurt Cobain, if he'd gone any longer, would have ruined himself.
It'd have been like Courtney Love.
Dave Grohl would have disappeared into obscurity.
Yeah.
And there's one kind of concern about Dave Grohl, and one thing I will say that's bad about him, he could have fucking drummed live for the Prodigy instead of sending him a hard drive with like 400,000 drum samples. He could have just drummed live for
Cage the Elephant.
And he plays fucking them Crooked Vultures.
Yeah,
exactly. He'll go new album next year.
I'm not a big fan of Mike.
My Crooked Vultures.
Your Crooked Vultures?
I do about that. But yeah, that was my album 2011. I can't find a bad song on there. My song of the week is a song that's probably been
that is
mine. My favourite song of this week has been. It's a song I've liked for about 2 years now, and it's been on off. It always cheers me up if I'm having a shit day, and it is an Aquabat song actually. It's off their album Charge. It's called Water Slides Surfer. And if you like ska or ska punk or even reggae, there's a bit of reggae in there, then check it out. So that's my song of the week, Water Slides by the Aquabats.
Take on the ocean where we belong, like islands in the sun.
awesome throne room.
Before we wrap everything up, I'd like to plug a cracking music site called The Music Mag, which I write for.
You're a writer for? Dirty self fucking plug.
I write for, but it's brilliant. It's a lot of beauty.
It is a good rag, to be fair.
Twat.
It is a good rag.
I'm Jewish. It's fucking awesome. My mate Craig, who started it a few years back, it's started from nothing and it's getting 100, 200, 300 hits a day. And I'm writing for it. And I'm writing about local scene.
Top, you seriously need to put our podcast in there.
Also, if we self plug in, SoundCloud/ Shinner the Idiot, listen to some of my dubstep glitch mixes.
It's cracking!
If you've got an hour journey in front of you, there is an hour dubstep mix on there that will keep you entertained for that entire hour.
I'm trying to plug what's up there.
Plug your ex.
A female rap artist in Birmingham. Forgot her name.
It's not your ex.
When did you do this?
Bang on.
About 8 months ago.
Serious?
Never told us.
This was before I joined the band.
I never told you.
Hey. I don't remember your name.
Was her name not Cassandra with a K?
Not that I'm worried. Sorry, I want to hear it.
I did about 3 months after she actually ended up.
So this has been in the pipeline for 12 years. 12 months.
What kind of music was it?
It was rap.
Fair enough.
You know what? I can't.
I'm intrigued.
She sent me the track.
Find it out, man. Seriously, look for that.
Through microphone, you can't see who shot. I've only known Aid, the drummer, for like, what, 5 months? 4 months, probably? Yeah. Five at a push? And he's hate of everything that isn't punk.
The best
and then
thing
he's just turned around and says he's done a drum track for a rap artist.
See, no,
it's quite funny.
No, what it is for me, it's not that everything that isn't punk. I don't like music.
You like what you like. No,
it's not so much, I don't like music.
Too fair.
Music that I don't feel is genuine. It's hard to explain.
I'm with you on that.
The music.
Yeah. It's original.
Yeah, it's original.
The thing is though, I could see how it's fair. Should we log to a rap track?
No, I actually really digged it.
It grooved it.
You know, I'll
write a rap song.
Try and find it out. If you do, I'll
come back. Well, I mean, I've said this from... I've just seen this from year dot. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you don't like a genre of music. At the end of the day, it's someone putting their heart and soul into it. And for you to turn around and say, like, oh, that's shit. You know, that's totally, that's saying someone's
day,
heart and soul is a pile of
at
shit.
At the end of the day, for someone to write...
Pretty much like the fishman, it's saying, like, shit.
Exactly.
We know you are.
For someone to... But if you... wrote your own stuff, I have respect for you wrote from the start, and if you've got the balls to work on stage and perform your own stuff and let the people be the judge, then you got bollocks either way.
Exactly. I mean, I think
it doesn't matter whether you're good or bad.
If
you enjoy yourself,
we've got a decent sized pair of bollocks, we're doing what we love doing and it's fun.
Yeah. The thing is,
I mean, at the end of the day, we don't get many fans coming to the Lotsy, but we can go play.
You know what I mean?
It's not so much, I mean, the bands we've played with, I mean,
we're
quite different.
Yeah.
And it's not everybody.
Only
singing.
Really with 13 Shots and Trokes and Cherry have we clicked, really.
Yeah.
I mean, for bands that go out and actively search for fans, and just, you know,
I can't stand.
They just want thousands of fans to watch them. If you're not having fun getting fans while playing
stop
music,
saying this.
What's the point? If you're having fun doing it, then that's what.
The problem is with the local scene at the minute. There's too many sort of generic ass you meet six. Type band, and I'm sick of it.
It's
all
generic hard rock, generic metal, generic fucking.
And you know the trouble is,
talking about music news, I love that. The Black Keys slagging off. Yeah, come back.
The trouble is though, bands like that, they get all the fans and they get all the music companies because at the moment that's what's big.
That's what's in, yeah.
So I mean, anything like us, it's a bit different. You know, people want to watch, but the record companies.
The other trend in music at the minute is like with metal bands, they play these really overcomplicated riffs, and you go see, it sounds great on the EP. You go see them live, and they can't fucking do it.
That's the thing. That's
there is nothing wrong with it. A three chord, there's nothing wrong with a three chord song.
Going back to like when I went to see Architects, I've liked Architects from the first album, and they did a song called Buried at Sea, which they didn't play. I was a bit disappointed because it was the first album. But Death of Anna played, and they were a Scottish band, right? Literally, about to say, "Oh, you're right, man, you're right, Birmingham."
start singing, and he said, like Billy fucking Joel, so yeah. American, oh, you wow. would not
you
believe.
Think, yeah, you think a lot of bands do that.
The thing is, Pumptastic.
Yashin. Yashin, come on, with flashing lights. He's like, oh, this band's amazing.
They were such bullshit.
So bad.
Anyway,
so
are we wrapping this up then?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Ever wrapping up, anything else? Any last words for the podcast, Mitch?
I'm gonna die.
That's what she said. My words are, if you're a Sky Plus subscriber, or you know, you can acquire films, the magic of film, love film, go and watch Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll. The story of
film.
Yeah, the story of Ian Drury.
Oh yeah. With fucking, Andy Serkis.
Yeah, it's such an amazing film. I'll put off watching it for so long, because I watched Control and I absolutely love the story of Control, and like, you know. But
so 24 hour parts, people.
Yeah, it's such an amazing film. Ian Drury plays like one of the most broken, lovable characters you can ever imagine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Anything else to say?
Keep your balls on a pedestal. Strong, proud, and spherical. Bang on.
Well, he's a poet, isn't he?
No, I nicked it off the Bombardier.
Oh, did you? Oh, fuck him.
Like, I'm not creative enough to come up with something myself. Oh. Well, that was in my Facebook status every day, bloody motherfuckers, the three-line poem.
Yeah.
I gave a fun line.
So, I think we'll wrap it up now. If you don't actually... I can't think of anyone who wouldn't be, like, following us on Facebook or Twitter if they had heard this, but... Yeah, we're on facebook.com/ Those Love Some Fish, man. We're on Twitter, it's at TL Fishman.
Every
Nerd Nation. Basically, just type us into Google and we'll be the only thing that comes up.
And if this gets out before the 14th, come and watch us at the Flapper and Firkin.
Yeah.
And if it gets out before Nottingham, where are we playing Nottingham?
We ain't got a fucking clue.
Come watch us in Nottingham.
We're working. We're awkward and ticking.
Well, anyway. Thank you if you listened. We have been Those Loathsome Fishmen, signing off with Luke Costin, Mitchell Cashmore, Mark Schinner, and the drum guy. And Luke's got something to say.
I was just going to say any personal thing.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you.
I'm joking. Luke's got something to say.
All I was going to say is, if you want to follow us on our personal things, I suppose we got
Twitter
at
search Mitchell Cashmore
at poppunk
_
poppunkhero_X.
I don't know if you can follow us, man.
That's the right one.
Yeah, I said wrong.
We've got Aiden front, which is at
AidenPrice138.
AidenPrice138. Yeah. And me, Luke Costin, is at DagonsRazor.
I think Mark should get Twitter.
Well, I've got a Twitter. It's Shinner the Idiot. You can find me on Twitter. Or SoundCloud Shinner the Idiot. Or Facebook Mark Shinner, the UK one. Not the American one, who's ginger.
Because he's got hair.
Yeah, he's got hair and he's ginger. Cunt. No, it's the UK one who's got a ginger beard.
Yeah.
I call him a cunt. He's one of my cousins, probably.
So is that it?
We're done? Yeah, I think that's all. Okay. Come see us if you can.
So everybody de-introduce yourself.
Yeah, bleep, bro, bro.
That was really quick.
That was really good.
That was really quick.
Right,
for
well, to my right, saying goodbye, we have
the big bald bastard. Bonjour.
So it's that's fucking.
Munch two, Rodney. Mark Schinner saying see you later, and come watch us. You can't actually listen to Fishmen unless you've seen us in a live.
In front and to my right,
it's Mitchell Fedor Cashmore, the second guitar, Todd trumpet, and backing guitar.
Saying, what are you saying to the people, Mitch?
You're all motherfuckers. Especially your backs girlfriend.
To my left, I'm dreading to think what Luke's going to say.
I'm just going to say, come see us. It'll be fun. We'll have a drink later, we'll have a talk. We may have sex, who knows? Probably not.
It's illegal.
He's probably just put you off seeing it. So,
you're not going to have sex with me because I've been in a happy relationship for 7 years. Years in March.
I'm just kidding. Come down and see us. We always tramp around a good show. And we'll talk to you later.
And quite honestly, we sometimes get confused because we're playing 1 minute and then the next minute we can't find Mark. Because he's gone somewhere scaring the living daylights out of people.
That's one thing I will say is
You can listen to the Fishman on YouTube and you can listen to us on SoundCloud, but if you don't come and watch us live, you're never going to get the full experience. Because I don't like stages, I don't like playing in front of people, I'd rather be in the crowd punching people in the face.
That's what you do, man.
I haven't punched anyone yet, I'm going to clarify that, but I do say
You did redeem the woman's integrity.
I'm pretty sure I've probably soiled some bloke's pants in the past, so...
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Anyway.
And at that, we say goodbye from all here at Those Loves of Fishmen.
Goodbye from me.
Salute!
Nice to see you. To see you.
Nice! I've been...
Yeah, pretty tough.
I think I've been asked by... live music? I've been asked by a band we put on last time was Refine. So
that didn't happen. Yeah, okay.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
Okay, wasn't recording that at all.
We was. You'll find it on iTunes because we're podcasting.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
So you'll find it on iTunes.
Yeah.
I'm Banana Man, baby.
There you go.
I only forgot video.
That's our same bite.
No. That's the episode title.
Thank you.
You're famous now, sir. Yeah.